So last week when we talked, Ned, there were still conversations to be had between you and the DNR. You got public input and all that. Now it's been decided that the county doesn't want to have management over this just because of some of the requirements that were in there from the DNR, if I understand that correctly.
Yeah, so the Conservation Board wanted to look at this very carefully and look at it from all angles. And obviously, community feedback was definitely very important for that. But also they're looking out for the county financially. And that was one of the things, is they wanted to make sure that any agreement that was reached would be beneficial for the Conservation Board. And what I mean by that is, with the limited budget that we have, we wanted to make sure that the revenue generated by the park was going to cover the expenses required for the park. And the way the terms of the agreement were at that time, we didn't feel like that was going to be a good arrangement. So we had asked for a few other stipulations, which the DNR did not agree with, which is totally fine. You know, the state has to make sure it's a good deal for the state, and the county has to make sure it's a good deal for the county. So yeah, at this time, we weren't able to reach agreement, which we felt was mutually beneficial.
And part of your side was to, you know, management is fine. You'd have one of your employees here, possibly just have more time over at the park, but you didn't want to have to deal with the new sewer that's being put in over there, that sort of thing, whereas the DNR kind
yes,
of wanted you to.
That's correct. Yeah. So a few of the items that were kind of large ticket items that we were kind of concerned about long-term expenses would be the lake, the dam, the sewer system, and then the maintenance of some of the historic buildings out there, and then the well also, and the water treatment system.
Now, you guys met Monday at the LEC, and it was still up in the air. You guys made this decision, what, yesterday morning as a board? Did you continue?
Well, so at the board meeting on Monday, the Conservation Board discussed it in great detail and had basically a list of items that they would like added to the agreement. And so I took those items to the DNR, and then they responded with, we're just going to go ahead and continue to maintain the park. So they didn't feel it was beneficial for them, which, like I said, is no problem at all.
And then what happens now? You said if the DNR were to keep control of that, there was a possibility of a building being taken down up there?
Yeah, that's correct. So the Park Ranger House that has been vacant for quite some time, they're going to be removing that building. And then they will be replacing the employee, not with a park ranger, but with a park manager instead.
And like people that camp in the summer, though, that's still open as such. It just
correct.
Will be managed by you guys.
For the general public, they won't notice any difference.
Very good. And anything else that'll happen as a result of this, besides you don't have to, I guess, worry about sending an employee there? Is there really anything else that happens as a result of this or not?
No, I don't think so. We definitely do appreciate all the community feedback that we got. That's something that's important for us, is making sure that the decisions that we make are decisions that the community likes. So.